Hey everyone. Hey, I wanted to talk about something real quick before I got into the commentary for today's strip. I've gotten a number of emails asking about the older strips and if they were available for purchase and when they would become available. I do want to definitely give you guys the opportunity to buy those. However, the way they are right now, the originals are drawn really large, which makes them kind of unwieldy and difficult to frame. They also aren't drawn with any word balloons, so they don't look too comic-like right now. So I definitely want to make sure that I give you guys the best-looking stuff. So what I want to do is I want to redraw all that stuff, and then as I get them redrawn, make them available for purchase. If there is a specific strip that you like, that you want me to sort of hold on to, email me, matt@robotbeach.com. Let me know which strip you want, and I will move that to the top of my queue and make sure that I get those drawn first. If there's a specific one you want, it'll probably take me about a week to get around to getting that thing finished. And then as soon as that is finished, I will let you know. I'll email you back, and then you can get hold of it at that time if you like. So thanks for all the great responses. It's been overwhelming. I've been very excited to hear that so many people are excited about owning an original strip. So thank you so much for that. All right, so into this week's strip. So I had sort of written myself into a corner with the story in that I really wanted to see the robot out surfing on the waves, but for story reasons, that's not going to necessarily happen for a while. And as the story sort of is revealed, you'll understand why. So I sort of wrote myself into a corner because I wanted to see that. I wanted to, you know, have that moment. But I really couldn't, and I didn't want to just get into a whole other thing where he, for some reason, is unable to, you know, he trips over his board again or he falls over a rock. I was afraid it's going to get a little too close to Charlie Brown kicking the football. And that's not necessarily, although that's sort of the vibe I want to give, I don't really want to necessarily copy off that. So I was in bed one night and it just basically came to me in a dream. I had the entire strip just laid out there like that. Pretty much exactly as I dreamed it up. The only difference is the quote-unquote water creature, if you will, had hands in the dream, and I didn't put those in the strip because as I was sketching it out, it started to look a little bit like the water was transforming into a monster or that there was some sort of creature underneath the water. And what I really wanted to do was just to make it feel more like the water was this force, this monster-like thing that was swallowing him up, and I really want to sell the fact that it was really the water that was doing it, and not some sort of creature in the water. So I removed the arms, and I think that helps out a lot. The biggest difficulty with the strip was actually the last frame, because I needed to make it absolutely clear that what you were seeing was a hallucination, and that the robot also did not go anywhere near the water, and it wasn't like those monsters spit him out and he was unconscious because of that or anything. I needed to really sell the fact that that he tripped and fell on his board and hit his head, and that caused the hallucination. So I think I did it. Hopefully everyone sort of got that from it. It's you really have to be very, very careful with the words you choose, especially when you have to get so much information into one panel and the panels are as small as they are. So getting the wording just right took me some time, especially when I had to get three characters in that same panel as well. So anyway, I hope everyone likes it. I think it's the coolest strip I've done yet. I really had an awesome time drawing it and coloring it. So yeah. Talk to you another time.